Welcome back to Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. Ian Wendt and John Roberts with you till 9 o'clock. It's now time for our Wednesday morning Cup of Joe, sponsored by Morning Fresh Bakeries, with two locations and Adrian to choose. Some great donuts and a cup of Joe. Now, our special cup of Joe, Joe Pasciotta, Siena Heights head men's basketball coach. Good morning, coach. How are we doing today?
Good morning, man. I'm fine. You guys good?
Yes. Happy good. New Year.
Happy New Year to you, gentlemen.
Well, you know, a couple games the last week for you, both on the wrong end of things, but that second game gave Spring Arbor a run for their money. From what I read, it was a close back-and-forth game where both teams really didn't pull away at any point.
No, exactly. I thought we had two really good teams last week. You know, IU South Bend, they came in, you know, kind of like we talked about before. They're really experienced, really big. And they kind of put the screws on us a little bit. And I'll be honest, man, like, I was smoking hot after that game just because of our lack of physicality, our lack of toughness. And I don't usually really have a lot of thumper practices. We call them thumpers, where we're coming out and, I mean, we're hitting,
getting after it.
At this time of the year, in part of December. But I tell you what, that Friday before Spring Arbor, we played Spring Arbor on Saturday, and we had a thumper. And the guys knew in film that I wasn't happy at all, and I thought we responded really well in that day of practice, and then turned around. And, you know, it's an old adage, but I firmly believe that it's true, that you're going to play the way you practice. Mm-hmm. And we played at that kind of level with that kind of urgency, intensity, and toughness against Spring Arbor. And then just got into a great college basketball game against Spring Arbor. I mean, there was 20 ties and 16 lead changes. And, you know, I don't think anybody had a lead higher than 4 or 5 points. So, you know, yeah. And unfortunately, this group, the thing that we've really talked about over break is, you know, we've lost 5 games by a total of 25 points. So, you know, you're looking at 5 total points and really 2 possessions per game. And I think a lot of people, if you're watching college ball on TV or, you know, you go to high school games, it's not necessarily, okay, well, what do you have to do to win those games? Because then guys focus on, okay, well, maybe they start pressing too much, and I'm trying to do more than my role allows, or I'm trying to do too much, and then you take your team out of a rhythm. We focused on, okay, let's not lose those games. Eliminate things that cause you to lose those games, because now you can control those. I can control taking care of the basketball. I can control boxing out. I can control making a free throw. You know, small things mm-hmm. like that are within your control. And I think that to this point, the guys have done a pretty good job of it. Now, we'll get tested tonight with, you know, U of M Dearborn coming to town. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Talking with Siena men's basketball coach Joe Pasciotta. Coach, looking at just the box score, and I know that's not telling of everything, but the last number of games in terms of point production, we're seeing a name pop up that I'm not sure was a guy that played a lot during the start of the year. Delano Williams gave you 17 on New Year's Eve, and he's given you, a 20-point night. Can you talk about him and what he's done recently?
Yeah, Lena was one of those guys that we picked up at semester. We should have Muhammad Zure, our big 6'8 kid, in the lineup tonight, so that should help dramatically. But Lena, he's electric. You know, and I think he's done a really good job throughout the semester of staying mentally ready. I know that was a hard situation for him, but I think he's done a pretty good job of being mentally prepared to physically perform at a high level. Now that he's in the lineup and in the rotation, and I think Muhammad's done a pretty good job of that as well. So I'm anxious for both of them to kind of add another punch to us. I told the guys before that in any season, you know, the schedule will always come back to you at some point or another. And, you know, I think we're kind of in that point right now. I think it started with Spring Arbor, and hopefully we can flip the schedule here. With with U of M Dearborn and Lawrence Tech coming up this week. So, you know, we've done the heavy lifting with some hard games early in the top third of the league early. So now we get a chance to kind of fall back into the middle third and some bottom third and compete our way up and build some confidence and hopefully kind of make the turn into 2023, ironically.
And we've been talking, I feel like, for the last month and a half about getting those two depth guys back and just having capable bodies out there, and also, you know, maybe some guys not feeling it and he doesn't play as much, or, you know, it's just nice to have options as a coach. I mean, you started the season, Joe, and it seemed like you had six or seven guys that could play, and some games you played six or seven guys.
Yeah, there's no question that I think the more, especially some of our younger players, I think it'll help with bringing Mo and having Mo, it'll help Colin Nutter tremendously. You know, here's a young player who came in and, you know, his first collegiate game, he plays 40 minutes. I mean, that's insane.
Right.
I think it'll help Colin. I think it'll help some with adding Delano on the perimeter. It'll help some of our rotational guards. I think helping Mo, I think you're going to see an even better Curtis Bell, because now it frees Curtis up to do a little bit more offensively and to be a better four-man in flipping the floor and transition from getting stops to winning those transition sprints. So, you know, kind of like we talked about before, Ian, is the more you play guys extended minutes, their deficiencies get revealed. So if you don't have guys to help hide some of those deficiencies and camouflage those, it's a huge challenge. So adding Muhammad and Delano, I think, will help us impact some things right away.
Well, Coach, you know, adding these two guys certainly, you know, lengthens the bench. And I know, you know, in a couple of the games that I saw earlier in the year, that became a real issue. You know, just giving guys a blow during the game, that, you know, they're going pretty hard out there for you. And, you know, just having that, the ability to pull a kid off the floor and give him some physical rest and maybe get some coaching done by either you or your assistant on the bench is so critical in game.
Yeah, John, no question. And what's funny that you mentioned that is, like, when we were over at Western, you know, our guys aren't used to those media timeouts at 16, 12, 8, and 4.
Right.
You know, and those are long timeouts. So I remember, you know, Davin Walker after the game, he's like, man, I feel great. Like, I can keep playing because of those, you know, because of those built-in timeouts. He's, you know, and they're just not used to that. And I told him, he's like, hey, P, how can we go about getting a couple of those in our games and those kind of things? I said, I would be all about those. So it's just different, but you're right, John. It definitely adds to some depth where, you know, we can get guys out. We can keep guys a little bit cleaner with their cardio. And then, because you guys know as well as I do, when people start getting tired, then they start to lose focus mentally, then your physical performance is going to drop. So I think the more we can keep guys clean, the better.
Sure.
Talking with Siena Heights men's basketball coach Joe Pesciotta. Going into this game tonight, 8 o'clock tip, or, you know, if the women's game runs late, you'll go later. U of M Dearborn, they're coming into the game at a 3-13 mark. They're 0-8 in the conference. Do you see this as an opportunity to maybe, you know, like you said, sort of flip the calendar and sort of propel your team forward a little bit if you can get the win?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing that we've really focused on too, Ian, over break is, as inexperienced as this group is, we've tried not to bury them with two things: numbers and I'm an analytics guy. I mean, numbers in film are never. But I've only given this team like spoonfuls of it. Whereas older teams, you can give them a lot more, and they're going to understand some of that data more and be able to apply that a little bit more. So we've kind of lessened that a little bit with them. And we've really kind of skewed some of our scouting reports, is we've done more of a self-scout, almost, you know, to a 60-40 percentage of focusing on us as compared to our opponents. I mean, our guys are going to know some matchups and what they do and how they do it and those kind of things. But we've really kind of shifted that to, okay, man, let's really focus on us and let's be the greatest version of us. So I'm anxious to see. I think we've had two really good days of practice. Gave them off on Sunday. And, you know, I think the guys know, and, you know, older guys like Curtis Bell and Jackson Ledyard, I mean, those guys know what league play is about. So I think we're going to be ready to go tonight. I'd be stunned if we weren't.
And Coach, that goes back to what you said earlier about controlling what you can control. When you focus on what you do, it makes it easier to do that as well.
Absolutely, John. Absolutely. You know, and like we said, it's, you know, we have everybody on their locker has a small little sign, nice printout sign. All the initials has on there is DBO. Don't beat ourselves. Don't beat ourselves. Don't
like
do
that.
Things to beat ourselves. No matter what that is. So, and it's an easy concept, but when you're dealing with young adults and kids, man, sometimes it's hard to apply.
Yes, it is.
Talking with Joe Pasciotta on the Green Jacket guest line. Yeah, how about that, Joe? They're locally owned by Jack Still, based in Morenci. You can reuse, recycle, and reinvent. Just go to greenjack.com. We're big time now, Joe. We're not just some, you know, run-of-the-mill radio station here.
No, sir. Absolutely. That's awesome. That is outstanding.
So we got Dearborn tonight, and before we talk next, you'll play Lawrence Tech on the road. Just a real quick look ahead to that game, if the fans are going to head out there, or if they're going to listen to Pat and Fred call the game.
Oh, nice. The sultry sounds of Pat and Fred Smith, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you go to Southfield on a Saturday, and it always seems like we always sit there on a Saturday, so I have to thank the league scheduler for that. It's a tough place to play. I mean, they play really hard at home, I think. Josh Pickens, their head coach over there, does a really good job of coaching his guys up. And I think it's going to be another one of those games like this week where, you know, the schedule can come back to us. You know, we're not playing those Indiana Techs or, you know, Rochesters or Cornerstones that have, you know, matchup problems for us. These two games this week are really good matchups on the floor for us. So, you know, we're going to do everything that we can to put a good product out on the floor and compete to the game that we know how to.
All right, absolutely. Well, Coach, always good to talk to you. Good luck tonight, and best of luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, guys. You guys are the best. Again, appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
good
coach.
Luck.
Seattle right, Heights head men's basketball coach Joe Pasciotta. Our Wednesday morning Cup of Joe, sponsored by Morning Fresh Bakeries, with two locations in Adrian to choose from, some great donuts, and a cup of Joe with our special guest, Joe Pasciotta.
I do like their donuts.
It's not the morning donut, it's the morning Joe.
I know, but I'm not a coffee drinker, so I go there for the donuts.
Okay, I guess you're allowed. Well, we'll hear this from Morning Fresh, and then we'll come back. We'll continue our conversation. I'm going to throw in my leftovers here also,
okay,
and we'll talk high school basketball. Does it need a shot clock? We'll discuss coming up next. Ian Wendt and John Roberts inside the cave.
You wake up to start your day and you're craving donuts. It's been a long day and you're tired and craving pizza. The greatest thing about this, there's one place for both of those cravings. It's Morning Fresh Bakery and Biggie's Pizza on South Main and Adrian, where you can get early morning donuts and late night pizza, or stop by the North Main location for a donut and coffee while you fill up your vehicle with gas. For daily specials, find them on Facebook at Morning Fresh Bakery. Biggie's Pizza and Morning Fresh, killing cravings for over 40 years.